When someone in your family is going through depression, it's hard to know what to say, and I said everything wrong. I'm Sam. Our family went through it, and I just kept saying, come on, let's get it together. The thing I should have been saying is, let's get you to the center, a place of hope. It's a place for you or a place for someone you love who's struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders. So many success stories. It's personal to me. They've actually saved the lives of people I love. If you felt like, I don't know what to do to dig out of this really dark place, and you've tried everything and you can't think of what to do next, make a phone call right now. Call the Center, a Place of Hope.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the Center, a Place of Hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. I'm Jim Kress, and on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for making us a part of your day. We appreciate your time and support for what we do to help you grow better relationships and a deeper faith. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Call our constituent care team at 800-526-8673 for information on AACC resources, courses, scholarships, and live events. And if you like what you hear on today's broadcast, tell a friend. And join us on social media for more content. Just go to timclinton.com to find out more. And now let's join our host, Zach Clinton.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back into Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'll be your host today, Zach Clinton. And my friends, we have a very exciting conversation on the horizon for you today, as joining me is best-selling author, renowned speaker, and founder of SkipOne.org, Miss Shalene Bryan. Most importantly, though, Shalene is the wife to her incredible husband, Bryce, and the mom of two of my favorite people in the world, Blake and Brooke. Shalene, as always, I'm so excited to see you. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here, Zach.
You know, one thing I love about doing ministry throughout our event seasons is that I feel like the Bryans and the Clintons, we don't just do ministry together, we do life together. I view you guys as family. I call you Aunt Shalene for
that's
a reason.
Right. You're my East
but I tell
Coast
you what,
family.
That's right. I have such an affinity for you guys, for your family, such a great friendship and fellowship with your daughter, Brooke. I'm so blessed by you guys each and every day. But you know, something exciting, I know you guys are busy, but you guys are planning a wedding. Brooke
a
and
wedding.
Landon getting married late. December, what's going on, Miss Shalene?
Yeah, our only daughter is getting married. Yes, she found an amazing guy. We love Landon. She's going to be marrying Landon Coase, and they actually met in Lynchburg, Virginia. They're both from Southern California. He's from here too, and luckily they're going to get married here up in Santa Barbara at her grandpa's house. And she actually asked her 85-year-old grandpa to be the ring bearer.
Oh my goodness.
Top secret information there. Yeah, so it's just been so fun. Like, I'm just leaning in and enjoying every moment of this. I get when your mom told me about Megan's wedding. Like, it's awesome when your son gets married, but you're not the mother of the bride at that wedding, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I was the mother of the groom at that wedding. And so this is my lane. Like, it's just so fun. And Brooke's super easy. I mean, she's just like, Mom, I said, well, what do you want for this? What do you want for that? And she's like, hey, Mom, I'd like Francis Chan to marry us. I'd like there. I have a little thing I'd like to do. And I care about the music and that Landon and the gospel is shared. She goes, you can do the food, Mom. I don't really eat cake and you can do what you want. I'm like, cool, because I eat all of that. No. So it's been super fun. And, you know, having her on the East Coast right now and I'm planning the wedding here, we have our Wednesday phone calls. And so it's so much, every stage of it, I'm just leaning in and loving it. And thank you for asking, because it's something you only do once.
That's right.
You know, Lord willing. And so we are, you know, going all in for this.
That's right, Micheline. Well, it's exciting times, I know that. And you are so welcoming. You're so warm. You're an incredible host. You just hosted our Extraordinary Women team over to your guys' house after our Southern California Los Angeles event. And what a fun time we had. So I know that wedding is going to be a party. It is going to be so much fun. And like you said, the gospel will be shared, but it will be a moment of reflection and celebration of all that God has done. Shalene, our audience here at Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a lot of them are families. A lot of them are parents. And one thing that I wanted to ask up front before we dive into just skip1.org, all the amazing things that God is doing in and throughout your life and your testimony, is that we kind of live in a culture that seems to be sliding away from its morals, its values, its foundation of Christ, right? One nation under God. You raised your kids, though, in the belly of the beast, Southern California, LA. It's a fast-paced, hustle and bustle culture. Shalene, how did you raise such two fine people in Blake and Brooke in such a robust culture and society?
You know, that's such a great question, because I feel like now with the culture being, you know, the moment you give your children one of these,
yes,
their childhood's over.
Mm.
You don't have to be in Southern California. Just hand them one of these every day. And they're attached now to the World Wide Web. I just had to worry about my block when they were growing up. You know what I mean? My street. Yes. Do I know my neighbors? I think what's so beautiful about God, and not to sound churchy at all, is there's 63 verses in the Bible on parenting. And when I first became a mom, I didn't know them, I'll be honest, back in 1996. And it took a group of people that were older than us to come alongside us and say, hey, God didn't leave you alone. He didn't bless you with these children and then go, hey, good luck with that. He knows where you're living. He knows the kids he gave you. He actually knows how many hairs are on their head. We don't need to freak out as mom or as parents, right? As dads. And so when Bryce and I, my husband and I, really dove into that, because here we're being entrusted something from God, which is our children. I don't get a time limit on it. I didn't get to pick who they were, what they were going to be into, what they liked. But I'll tell you what, the moment God placed those children in my hand as a mom, I understood the cross. Because in that moment, if the doctor had said, it's either Blake or you, I'd be like, take my life. I instantly would have given my life for my children. Where my husband, and I love him to death, but I'm like, he better take the sword for me, right? I mean, like, we've been married 34 years. I'm madly in love with the man, but you better ride in with the horse and slay the dragons. But when you become a mom and you get handed this precious life, I would have died for them. To this day, you need an organ, you need an eyeball. What do you need? A finger of mine? Your mom would say the same thing, Zach. I know her well. We're dear friends. So anything. And that's when I understood the gospel. And that's when I understood that God loved us so much that he sent his only son. That he gave his only son. That's a ridiculous generosity, right?
Absolutely.
To give like that. Because I'm not putting my kids up for your salvation ever. Sorry, not going to do it.
Yes.
But so for me, it made me excited to get into God's word. Because if I was willing to die for these children, and then he left me the rule book on how to do that, I wanted to get in there and understand that God cared about me shepherding their heart, not their behaviorism. It didn't really matter where they were living. I needed to be modeling a gospel life in my home. And then that would splash on their adventures that God had planned for them outside of our home, right? And so they didn't need to be freaking out or be on sinking sand. They could be on a firm foundation, make mistakes in our home, where then we could course correct a little bit. But God's word does not come back void. And I feel like, and your parents would say the same, I can now, because I'm old, I can see the fruit of that. But when I was in 29, 30, I'm like, I don't want to screw them up. Like, I don't want to mess these kids up. And God's like, you can't. You're not that powerful, Shalene.
Mm.
I know the plans I have for your kids, and they're to prosper them, not to harm them. They're to give them a hope and a future. And if we really want to raise leaders, because I think most of us do that are listening, I don't want to have, oh no, I just want a bunch of followers. You know, we're all leading in some way. You might not be the CEO of a company, but you're leading in the influence that God has you in his children on the playgrounds and sporting events, musicals, the drill team, the dance team, the band, whatever you're doing, is that when you love their father, if you're blessed to have a husband, because I know there's a lot of single moms out there. I just spoke at MomCon. I met a lot of them. These women are fierce, right? But if you're blessed to have a husband, love him well, and you will raise a leader all day long. Your kids don't care about the house you live in, the car you drive, the clothes you put on them. Do you love their dad? And when you love their father, they will rise up and be used by God in ways you couldn't even ask, hope, or imagine. And it's interesting because now that our kids are, you know, my son's 28, he's a lawyer now, he went to Baylor Law School, he's at a firm in Dallas with his wife, Blake at Gray Reed, on the 46th floor of this, I'm so proud of him, right? And then Brooke, who's 25, finished her master's in biomed and going into medicine with her fiance, Landon's already in med school, and I had nothing to do with that. That was way back here in my 29, 30-year-old self, God saying, do you trust me with your kids happily ever after? And I'm like, okay. Do you really believe that my plans for them are greater than yours or where you live or the financial means you have or don't have in this moment? And I'm like, okay, because we're broke and I can't even get them into private school and all these things I worried about. And God's like, there's no Harvard in heaven.
So true, Shalene. You know, I love about what you're mentioning is that you still, though, provided the opportunity through what you mentioned, generosity, right? You gave the generosity of your time, of your attention, of your resources, of your presence. And those things truly matter because those provide the foundation on which our kids stand and then go out into the world and can do greater things.
Yes.
You know, as God so saw it in your life, not only did you take the time then to invest in your own children, but God had a special calling on your life and a purpose to invest in the lives of others through changing this world, in a sense, one child and one decision at a time. You're the founder of skip1.org. On top of that, you do a lot of partnership work with Compassion International. God is using you in mighty ways. But something that you share from stages all across the country, all across the world, Shalene, is how God radically opened your eyes to those that were in need by literally jumping on a plane. This is so you, jumping on a plane, going to Africa to see your sponsored children for the very first time. Share with us that story and what God has done since that moment.
Yeah, I'm not for everybody. You know, it's weird when you can say 20 years ago. I mean, 20 years ago, my kids were so little. But it's like if we aren't modeling true religion in our house, our kids aren't going to understand what that really looks like. And so I felt like, you know, sponsoring a couple Compassion kids, I got a little boy for our son, Blake, as you know, who was born in 1996. And I got a little girl for our daughter, Brooke, in 99. And I just put them on the refrigerator. And I thought, I'm going to teach Blake and Brooke how blessed they are living in America, especially Southern California. And as you know, one night I was having a party right here in this house. And this woman points at my refrigerator, my two African kids, and said, you fell for that? How do you know they're not 40 and taking your money? I'm like, how do you not know you're so negative? But that woman poked a bear and God knew it, right? I mean, and so that night I said to my husband, I go, Bryce, this is 2003, 20 years ago. I go, I'm going to go to Africa, East Africa. I'm going to see where our $38 a month's going, you know? He's like, yeah, let's spend $3,000. I go, no, we're spending $6,000. You're coming with me, honey, right? The night before our trip, my parents come down from Palm Springs to watch the kids. They were super little. And my husband gets sick. And I almost didn't go, Zach, as you know, because I'm thinking it's a sign. God's sparing us from East Africa to meet these kids that are 40. And I'm going to die in the plane and leave our kids orphaned. So maybe God's not having us go. And my husband, being just the man of God, this guy, my husband is James 1:19, man. He's quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. I'm Italian, so I'm the opposite of those, right? He's perfect for me. And he goes, honey, you're not sick. God obviously wants to take this adventure with you. I really think you should go. And he, as sick as he was, the Lord just spoke to him. And I'm like, really? you're going to send your only wife? No. he goes, babe, you're traveling with the king of the universe. Like, you need to go do this. So woke up that morning a little upset. Like, I was just bummed. Like, this was not the way I thought it was going to look, you know? I ripped the pictures off, and I flew from LAX to Heathrow, Heathrow to Entebbe, and I show up in this little village called Gaba in East Africa with the photos. And I was a little edgy, you know, after a 24-hour flight. I'm like, where's AR-212 and GR-479? All I had was photos. I'm like, where are these two cuties? And this woman goes, follow me. And she hikes me into the back lot of a movie set. I mean, mud huts the size of my walk-in closet with a bad-looking sheet. And she goes, this is actually Omega's house. And that's my little girl. And when I went in, God completely shifted my atmosphere, as you know, Zach. I mean, I'd never been outside of my own country, let alone face-to-face with what true poverty looks like. And yet there was a joy and contentment that was not of this world. When I walked in, a little girl darts at me and goes, Mzungu, which means white, okay? But I didn't know that. But it was Omega, and she had, like, grown, you know, from her photo. And I said, I'm Shalene, Omega. She's holding me. She goes, I know. And as it chokes me up every time. You'd think I'd be over it. But I'm holding her like I would my daughter, Brooke. She's 4 years old at the time. And my eye catches embedded in her mud wall the Christmas card photo of our family that Brooke demanded that we sent. I thought I was sending it to the North Pole, though, Zach. I mean, I was like, this isn't going to make it, you know?
Right.
And I get there, and there's this, and I just said, I'll get you anything. I have an American Express card. Like, what do you want, Omega? Mama Shalene's here. And she got the biggest smile on her face, and she goes, I'd love a bed. A bed. I'm thinking, if I asked a kid here in Southern California, I'll get you anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she goes, a bed. And I'm like, cool. Where's Target Jungle out here? You know, like, you got a Walmart? What do you got? So I took her and Alonise, our little boy Al, into Kampala. Because you see, in Uganda, 80% of the population is actually under 20 years old. Wow. It's like Neverland over there. And I bought them beds, sheets, a mosquito net for the malaria, a blanket, a pair of shoes for $20. My life got completely changed because he who gives to the poor will lack nothing. But those who close their eyes to poverty will be cursed, it says in Proverbs.
Wow. You're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. And today we're joined by best-selling author, renowned speaker, and founder of SkipOne.org, Shalene Bryan. Shalene, as you talk about that story, every time I hear you share it, like you said, it's such an eye-opening experience. I think of the mission trips that I've gone over in my life, and we think that we have so much to offer. When it comes to the resources and the financial material things, absolutely. But I don't know about you, every time I go over there, I always come back feeling more refreshed and replenished because they gave me something, right? I wasn't going to offer anything. I was going over to receive something. And often it's the gratitude and the joy of others. Share with us what God has done in and throughout Omega's life since then and some of the lessons that you've learned about joy and gratitude.
Yeah. It's amazing because, you know, Omega's 25, the same age as Brooke. And when I got back from that trip, I started an organization called SkipOne.org, and it's the number one. Skip one thing once in your life for the sake of someone else. It's like, when was the last time we did something for the first time? Skip a latte, a lunch, a pack of gum, and donate that money. And we're building kitchens and putting in wells in third world countries all over the world. So when Omega was done, kind of going through the process that you do with a sponsorship child, we just took her on. And we sent her to college, to Uganda Christian University. She is now working at one of our facilities that we partner with called Hope Haven in Rwanda. And she's teaching English in the library there at the school. And I got a chance to surprise her last year. The video's crazy. I mean, she fell on the ground. She had no idea I was coming. But I'm so proud of this young woman who came from a mud hut, trusted God with her happily ever after, gave her life to the Lord, and to watch how he's been establishing her steps, not because everything's been perfect in her life. There's been a lot of things and choices she's made that my husband and I have had to come alongside of her. You know, she doesn't have parents. We're it, you know, and watching her thrive. I mean, Hope Haven's going to have the first graduating class come out of Rwanda in 2025, and I'll be flying there in June to speak at their graduation. They're testing number two in the country, and we just finished a sports facility there with pickleball courts. The president of Rwanda now wants to do an Olympic pickleball team. First pickleball courts in the country. I'll get you the photo of the school. The school was founded by Susan Holleran at Hope Haven. I'm on her board. And Skip One puts in all the kitchens to feed these thousands of children lunch and dinner every day. We have a boarding school there now. It all started under a tree because he who gives to the poor, God says, will lack nothing.
Mm. I tell you what, Shalene, it's always encouraging just to hear again what God can do with just an obedient and a willing heart, how God can truly take just faith the size of a mustard seed and move mountains. He is the one that has the ultimate impact. Shalene, I want to ask you this, though, with skip1.org. What are some of the things that you guys are continuing to do, and how are you guys continuing to advance in this season? What are you the most excited about?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, God left the 99 to go get the one. Mm. I'm not out here trying to save the world. God's going to do that. But if I could leave each encounter today, if it's the chick at the dry cleaner or where I go get my groceries, or if it's in a third world country, it really doesn't matter. It's like God's like, I'm going to bring people into your hula hoop space today that are going to refresh you. They're going to renew your heart, your mind. You may never see them again, but you and I are going to have an encounter with Jesus when we help people and we see people that he brings into our life. It's an everyday thing. I think sometimes people hear my story and go, I'm not going to Africa. You're maybe not supposed to. But what about the people that he's brought into your hula hoop space today that you could leave better than you ever met them?
That's right. That's exactly right. What could you do today? What impact could you do? What could you sacrifice? What could you give to potentially make an impact that you have no idea what God can do with? Shalene Bryan, for all of our listeners, I know we're pressing tight on time. Where can they go to find out more about you and also to potentially donate and be a part of all that you're doing through skip1.org?
Yeah, it's skip1.org. It's the number one, and you can hit the donate button and skip something today. 100%, by the way, of all public donations goes to the acquisition and distribution of food and water projects here in America and around the world. We don't buy paper clips with it. I basically have two funds, a seed money fund and then the public, and that we don't touch that money. There's no one on salary. And then just at Shalene Bryan, I'm on Instagram, not that much though, but you know, I just feel like, hey, when we're in a race and we're all running that race, fixing our eyes on things to come and not on earthly things, we will run into each other, either here on earth or in heaven. So I just want to encourage people. I'm not worried about any of your listeners failing at anything. I just don't want us to succeed at something that doesn't matter.
Come on, Shalene. That's such a powerful word. That's a definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, and then tragedy, succeeding at the things that really don't matter in this life. Shalene Bryan, my friend, thank you so much for your time. On behalf of my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, myself, and all of us here at Life, Love, Faith, and Family, I tell you what, we love and appreciate you. Thank you for being like family to us. Thank you for joining us today.
I love you. Thank you, Zach.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, God's richest blessings to you all. Join us again next time, and don't forget to go to timclinton.com to contact us. Or give us a call. You can call our constituent care team at 800-526-8673 for information on AACC resources, courses, scholarships, and live events. That's 800-526-8673. I'm Jim Kress. Thanks again for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family.
If someone in your family has depression or anxiety, it's hard to know what to do. We went through that. I'm Sam. The center is a place of hope. Lives are being healed. God is changing families.
Coming to the center, it's just life-altering. My relationship with my husband, my relationship with my family.
Struggling to keep it all together, or no one knows, or you're hiding things, or you feel like you've hit some crisis.
It's amazing to think that there could be so much change.
Man, I'm so grateful for the center. It's so helpful for me, and I'm so hopeful.
The center, a place of hope. Call today. A lot of people are surprised that insurance can help cover this.
Dive in. Give yourself all to it. Watch what happens.
Call the Center, a Place of Hope, right now.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the center. A place of hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.